Hello and welcome back for another episode of the Did You Know Show. Brent Hesse here, and not just any episode, as I'm joined by Noah Cassidy. It's our 200th episode the Did You Know Show.
Yep.
And we do it Monday through Friday, so it's been about a year going on.
Pretty much, yep, just about a year.
And, 200 episodes, 200. So pretty cool.
Yeah, that's a whole lot of episodes, and if you've been around since the beginning of the show, then I really appreciate you listening. We've had a whole lot of facts and cool things, some special guests here and there, but we're going to be doing something even more special.
That's right.
Because we're going to be doing some giveaways eventually.
Yeah.
And we're kind of doing it because, you know, we hit the 200th episode.
Established.
You know? Yeah. People like it. We've got lots of comments about it. And so we might do some giveaways, might even get the community involved into the Did You Know Show every once in a while. So make sure y'all stay in tune for the Did You Know Show.
We got some good things coming up. Make sure you stay tuned, because while this is a big benchmark hitting 200 episodes, we've got even more exciting stuff coming up in the future. So 200th episode, I've got a fun 200 themed Did You Know, but I'm going to let you go start.
Okay, so mine's not themed, but it is a pretty interesting one. And I'm going to kind of bring it back to a few things that I used to do. I used to do a whole lot of, like, robberies and, like, cool thefts and, like, that type of stuff interests me.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this isn't quite a robbery, more of some deception. So did you know that Mark Twain isn't actually the guy's name?
I did know that. It's an alias.
Yeah, so it is definitely an alias. I didn't know that. I'm not a big literature person personally. But if you didn't know, here is kind of the backstory. So his name is actually Samuel Langhorne Clemens. What a
Samuel
heck of a name.
Langhorne right Clemens. There.
He went by many names. In fact, it wasn't just Mark Twain. He had a lot of aliases. He was an author and published number of letters, such as Thomas Jefferson Snodgrass and a novel about Joan of Arc. And he did those under a name of Sieur Louis de Conte. And if I even said that right, but something like that, nice French-looking name. Mm-hmm. And then there continues to be a debate about the actual meaning behind his name, Mark Twain. Some say that it involves his bar tab, but the most widely accepted theory actually involves the same Mississippi River boat that he made famous in the book The Adventures of Huckleberry Finn. And so the precise etymology relates to the practice of depth sounding. So Twain is an old way of saying two. And then the phrase by the Mark Twain means that the mark on the rope suggests a depth of 2 fathoms. And a fathom was actually a measurement of about 6 feet. So 2 fathoms would be 12 feet. So according to Twain, or Clemens himself, there was one who came up with the name Mark Twain. And this is quote on quote right here. So this is exactly what Clemens himself said. Mark Twain was the nom de plume of one Captain Isaiah Sellers, who used to write the river news over for New Orleans. He died in 1863, and as he could no longer need the signature that he used, I laid violent hands upon it without asking permission of the proprietor's remains. That is the history of the nom de plume I bear. So he pretty much stole the name Mark Twain from a captain named Isaiah Sellers once he had died.
How about that? He said, I like that name. I'm taking it.
He did not care.
Once you are not here to argue with me,
that's exactly
going to be my name.
He laid violent hands upon it.
I like the wording of it. That's why he was such a great author.
Yep. There you go. Some cool facts right there.
That is a cool one. Here is my Did You Know on this 200th episode. Did you know that in 2013, Mike Newman broke the world blind land speed record going an average of 200 miles per hour.
Okay, what was he in, though?
So, Mike Newman was driving a Litchfield LM1 RS.
Okay.
It was originally a Nissan GTR rebuilt by Litchfield, and he broke the record for the fastest land speed record of anyone blind. So you could not see at all.
Being blind and doing
going
that.
200 miles an hour.
Not have. I mean, he probably wasn't that scared. He didn't see Jack squat.
Well, you, yeah, scared. But that's still scary because you don't know what if you might hit something. But yeah, so it's a pretty incredible story. I didn't even know that there was a record, a Guinness land speed record.
I didn't know they let blind people behind the wheel.
Yes, but he did it. So it was he was the only person in this car, and he reached an average speed of 200.9 miles per hour.
Average?
Yep, on the 13th of August, 2013, at the Elvington Airfield located in York.
So he actually got higher than that, because if it was average, you got to factor in the other ones.
Yep.
So that was just average.
Yep.
Wow.
And so he said, wow, this was an amazing experience, one that I'll always cherish. It has been his lifelong goal to break the record. And so he had, of course, he was being communicated in. He had radio and people guiding him as he was driving.
Right,
but
of course.
He was the only one in the car and took this LM1 RS 200 miles an hour down the airstrip in York. Pretty incredible.
That's
feat.
Yeah, that's pretty high, pretty fast, pretty brave.
Yes.
That's pretty crazy right there.
So there we go for our 200th episode. The fastest blind land speed record, 200 miles per hour. That's going to be a hard one to forget. Also, Mark Twain and his name changing and a little bit of theft.
Yeah, a little stealing of names.
Stealing
there.
Of names. How about that for our 200th episode? Thank you guys so much for listening. We love the Did You Know show and getting to share some fun facts with you guys every single day. So make sure you come on back tomorrow for our 201st episode.